Let's go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with our very good friend, Rob Doherty, the CEO with James Irwin Charter Schools. And Rob, thanks for joining us as usual.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks for having us again.
You know, this is the time of year where parents typically make their decisions on where their children will be going to school, right? So there's a lot of different choices out in Colorado Springs. So let's get into it. Why should a parent go to James Irwin Charter Schools? And I believe you're going to have a informational meeting today, which is authorized by D11, which is going to be taking place where tonight?
Great. Yeah, thanks. It's at 1801 Howard Avenue, right in the heart of District 11, just off of Palmer Park between Union and Circle. And that authorization of District 11 is brand new. We're really excited to be working with District 11 now and this project and hopefully some future projects. So if folks want to come out tonight at 4:45 at 1801 Howard Avenue, we'd love to have you there and see the school and get some good information.
What does it mean? What does it mean to you to be authorized by D11, and what does that mean for the, more importantly, for the parents and students?
That's a great question, Dan. So, I mean, if you're not authorized by your local district, you're authorized by the state, and okay. So you really have no connection to the community or to what's actually going on in the school district. And recently, you know, there's been a huge shift in the way District 11 is thinking about charters in a very positive way, and we were just fortunate to get in early on. So it helps us to be more involved with the community and do things not just on our own, but do things within the whole District 11 community and using all of their programs.
So when I'm looking at James Irwin Elementary or any of the schools connected with James Irwin, what makes it so attractive? What are the things that you like most that you want parents to understand about what will be going on at James Irwin?
Yeah, great. So, I mean, we're talking specifically right now about the Howard campus, but they're all about similar. I think one of the misconceptions is that charter schools have tuition or they cost money. Not true. We are a public school, still funded by District 11 like any other school in District 11. This school in particular is in the top 9%, Dan, of all elementary schools in Colorado. So if you're looking for a great education, this is the place to be. We're a school with no devices. We start with cursive in kindergarten.
Yes.
And our kiddos are learning how to read in kindergarten and math in kindergarten. Small school atmosphere. It's a very positive and uplifting environment for the kiddos.
Is there a way I can get a refresher on cursive? Because, I mean, I haven't had to use cursive for so long, but it's so important. It's such an important thing to, you know, skill to have.
I can find some kindergarten or first graders to come in and give us some lessons. In fact, we call them the kings or queens of cursive when they're the masters. And Dan, they're better at it in first grade than I ever was. I'm not kidding.
No, I totally get it. And that really is important. That kind of intricate detail is important for parents to understand what goes on at James Irwin, because it's not like other elementary schools, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, it's extremely focused. The way that we operate is that we're going to meet your child where they're at, and they're going to be grouped where they're at, whether they need to catch up or whether they need to, or whether they're advanced. I think what's interesting about this school in particular is that we do not have an achievement gap between minorities, low income, and by race. And so all these kids are performing admirably, you know, by the time they go into middle school. It's phenomenal.
That's excellent. Okay, so there's going to be a meeting. Once again, write this address down, 1801 Howard Avenue. Starts tonight at 4:45, and it lasts till 6 o'clock. It is very beneficial. If you're kind of on the fence of where to send your child to school, is there a bus available maybe to pick up these kids from where they live in the District 11 area?
So the way that we bus, we can't bus in the neighborhoods, but we do bus between all the campuses. So
okay.
If you're closer to the Astrazon campus or maybe to the PTEC campus, you can drop your kid off there and we'll get them to the right school and get them back each day.
Yeah.
And of course, they can give us a call at 302-9105 or just hit our website at www.jamesirwin.org for more information.
Excellent, excellent as always. It's so great to talk to you, Rob, and we'll look forward to you. You have an open space here. Anytime you want to talk about anything going on at James Warren, let us know. We really appreciate it. And again, this is really important for the kids, not only, you know, in the community, but it's important for society, for kids to get a great education.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And it's what they deserve.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Thanks, Rob. Thanks again. We appreciate it. Tell everybody hello for us.
Yeah, we'll do that. Thank you.
Okay.